and you're holding daf Peivov. Peivov umar aleph on top. Okay, and the shaila was, is tshuva mechaperes on Yisr Asay? What about a lois Asay? So first we wanted to say that on the lois Asay that you get malchus, tshuva is not mechaper. That's what we said. Either by the kapita was mashmo loisisa, so more gave a teretz mechol de domile. Any lav like loisisa, tshuva alone is not mechaper. Toshma. Any lava in the Torah that's under Leisisa, not so strong as this lava of not to say Hashem's name in vain, is Tshuva Mechaperis. Tshuva alone is Mechaper, cleans you off from that Avera. Ma'ashenkim Leisisa Lamala, anything including this lava Leisisa and higher up, in other words, this lava that you set out Hashem's name in vain, or else Chayvi Krisus, is Tshuva Tehla. Then we say Tshuva is only Tehla, only hangs. In other words, to say maybe you don't get a punishment yet, but you're not cleaned yet, for Yom Kippur Mechaperim. You have to have Yom Kippur. V'akopon Mekashir with Mashm, anything below Leisisa, Tshuva alone is Mechaper. Mashm, even a regular lav. If you stop do a lav, and you do Tshuva, it's Mechaper. Not like we wanted to say before. Before we wanted to say, Tshuva by itself is not Mechaper on a lav that you get Malkus. Only on a lav, Hanitik Liasei. Sumerian says here also, that Leisisa v'chod domile. That it says, that tshuva is not mechaper on the lav loisisa, not only loisisa, but anything that's doing to it. There is any lav, tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on to Yom Kippur also. Tshuva alone is only mechaper, like we'll see later, if you do an Yisra say, then you do tshuva, you have a kapora right away, or else a lav that you don't get malchus for, like a lav hanitl yasei. Yet the Mosheret Meloisisa lamala tshuva teula v'yom Kippur mechaper. And Meretz is Leisisa v'chol the domilei. Toshima, I'll bring you raya. Lefi shenema b'chorv. It says in the parsha of Chorv v'nake that Hashem will clean you. You'll have a kapara. So Rashi learns lefi shenema b'chorv tshuva v'nake liyacha mai segel. The post is talking about Yisra Klai Yisra the Chet Regel. Ki shola Moshe l'spal aleim. Moshe went to daven for them. L'kam m'forosh. But we'll soon explain it. But it says in that parsha that Moshe after he was m'spalo they should have a kapara. It says Eloshin Venakia that they're cleaned. Now Yochel, I would think, Af Loisisi Muhim, maybe who had in this lav of not to say Hashem's name in vain. Also, if you do tshuva, you have a kapara for that, you're forgiven. Tamulay Mano, another pasuk says Lo Yinaki. Like it said later in the Yud Gimel Midos, it says there, Hashem Shalom Baruch Mekanim, Nakev Lo Yinaki. It says Lo Yinaki, you're not going to be clean. Or else it says Lo Yinaki here by Loisisi also. Twice in the Torah it says Lo Yinaki. By the Aseret HaDibros in Shema Yischof, where it says Leisisa Hashem Lekech Lashov, it says La Yinake, you will not be cleaned. So for this lava Leisisa, tshuva alone doesn't help you. Yochel, I would think Av Shar Chai V'Lavin Kain. Maybe who are then every other Chai V'Lavin? If you're over lav, you eat Chazir, and then you do tshuva, maybe it does not help you. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no Es Shemai. As by Leisisa, it says, because you mentioned Hashem's name in vain, that's why Lo Yinaki not cleaned. So it's a diyuk, Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Only the chet of saying Hashem's name in vain, you don't have a kaparon. Avo Menachem Shach Chai V'Lavim. But other lavim, if you stam eight chazir, then you do tshuva, you have a kaparon. It's a diyuk, Davke Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Avo Menachem Shach Chai V'Lavim. So according to this braisa, on all other lavim, if you do a lav, and you do tshuva, the tshuva is mechaper you. So Gemara says, Tanoihi. Okay, but I call upon him, it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, another brisa says like this, we learned, Alma tshuva mechaperis. On what does tshuva have the power to be mechaper to forgive us, if somebody does tshuva? Al esei v'aloisa sheshenitik liasei. It's only if you're over in Yisra asei. Some Torah says like to do it and you don't do it. You didn't go into the sukkah. Or else v'aloisa asei, you talking about over the lava gezel, you stole something. But that lav is nitikli asay, there's a mitzvah now to go return Heshivas Exilah. Therefore, you don't get malchus for that lav. So, for that lav, tshuva is mechaper. Aber v'yama tshuva teula v'yama kippa mechaper. And what is tshuva just making it hang? In other words, you don't have a complete kapara. You're not forgiven. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur mechaper. Al krisos v'yam misas bezdin. V'yam loisasei gomer. Enechnam, if you do a regular loisasei, you eat chazir, even though you do tshuva afterwards. You don't have the complete forgiveness. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim on a regular lav. If you do tshuva after it, is it mechaper you or not? Now, Omar, before we said, it says by chorev v'nakeh, It says there, by Yetzer Chet Egel, if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechar for you. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know there the Pesach is talking about if you do tshuva? If you do tshuva, you'll have your kapara. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eef Shaloyma Nake, you can't really say you'll have a forgiveness, Shekva Nema Loyunake. Over there the Pesach says, no, Loyunake, you will not be forgiven. Eef Shaloyma Loyunake, you also can't say, Loyunake, you can't say that either. Because the Pasuk also says Naki, the Torah, the Pasuk also says, you will get a Kapara. So who really is the Stira? Will you get a Kapara or won't you get a Kapara? Hokait said, how does it come out, both Sukkim? We have to say that Naki Lishovim, Naki who Lishovim. Fiyenim Naki Lishenim Shovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only forgives the one that does Tshuva. But if you don't do Tshuva, you won't have a Kapara. Now that's this Pasuk of Yud Gimel Midah, says Hashem Hashem. And then it says, Lo Yinake. In other words, sometimes Hashem does forgive you, and sometimes you're not forgiven. So what's the first part for Nake? That's L'shovim. If you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechapi you. But if you don't do tshuva, he's not mechapi you. So we're saying now this goes on an Isra Asay, and it was to say anitically Asay, that for these things, HaKoponim, you have a tshuva, you'll have your kapora with tshuva alone. And we'll soon see more about this. Shoel Rabbi Matsya ben Chorish asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Rome. As Rabbi Matsya ben Chorish asked the question by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when he met him in Rome, that he said like this: Shemate, I heard over Arba Chalukei Kaporo Shoyi Rabbi Yishmael Dersh. Rabbi Yishmael used a darshan and said there are four different types of kaporo, four different ways of being cleaned off from the various you did. So like he meant to ask Rabbi Elazar, do you know anything about it? Are you also asking to this that there are four different ways you'll have your kaporo sometimes? Omar Lloyd, Gisa should be yes. He said back to him, so Rabbi Elazar said back to Matthew ben Chorish that you should know Shloishahim. Really, there are only three different ways of having your kapara. O tshuvim kol echad v'yechad. But you need tshuva with every single one of them. In other words, the different ways is that we're saying now, Yamol, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. Like if you do a Leisaseh, you need Yom Kippur to be mechapiyu. If you do a Sunsi, Chai B'Krisis, then you need Yisurim. You have to have pains to be mechapiyu. And then a chil Hashem, you have to come on to Misa. Only Misa is mechapi you. So there are three different ways with how you get your kapara. Even though we said there's a fourth way, really, first one, the Bishmol Yisadashin, there are four. The fourth one is tshuva, like a koponim by Nisar Asay. If you only did an Asay, you do tshuva, tshuva alone is mechapi you. So Rabbi Elazar is saying, though, no, really there are only three different categories. Because the first category of doing tshuva, that you need with every one of them. That we'll soon see. Sometimes Yisurim is mechaper, and sometimes Misa is mechaper. Avada, that's only if you do tshuva. By all cases, you need tshuva. Just true, certain times, tshuva by itself doesn't help. But with Yom Kippur, or with Yisurim, like we'll soon see, then it's mechaper. But you can't include tshuva like one separate thing, because all the other three also need tshuva. So it's like three separate things, but tshuva goes with every one of them. Like this. Overall, let's say, somebody did an Isra Asay, he didn't eat in the sukkah. They shave and he does tshuva about it. He has his charot, he feels bad, he has the ziva sachet, he won't do it anymore. And he says vidui, he does tshuva. The locher is, einozoz mishom ha'ashem oichlam loy. He won't move from there until min ha'ashemayim, they'll be moichel, they'll forgive him. Shenem, but the Pasuk says, tshuva vonim shoivavim. Hey, sometimes right after you do tshuva, shoivavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives you, you're accepted back. So for certain averas, like in Isra Asay, if you didn't eat in the sukkah, you do tshuva, you have your kapara right away. What about overall loisaseh? You did a regular loisaseh, yeit chazir. For you also tshuva, and afterward you did tshuva, you have charot, you felt bad, and you said you won't do it anymore. You said vidui, still tshuva toilet. Tshuva only helps that you be hanging. You won't get a punishment right away. But for your makippur mechaper, you don't have your kapora right away, you have to come on to, for complete forgiveness until you live through a Yom Kippur. Because the Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, ki b'ayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, mikol chatoseichem. That on today, Yom Kippur, you'll have a kapora, you'll be clean from all your averus. So mashma, certain chatoyim, but after you need Yom Kippur. You won't have a kapora without Yom Kippur. That's the right, Yom Kippur is mechapiyu. On what? On a lois asay. What about over our Christus l'misis bezdin? Let's say somebody did an avera. That for that avera, yechayiv chorus, or else yechayiv misis bezdin. V'yosa tshuva, and the person goes and does tshuva. The locher is tshuva v'yoyim ha-kippur terlin. Even if you live through a Yom Kippur, and even if you did tshuva, it doesn't help you. You don't have your complete kapara yet. It's only hanging. The Yisurim American.
But if you have Yisurim and Hashem gives you pain, punishment, that will clean you. Shenema, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Upakarati ba'ashevet pshoim uvanegoyim avona." That sometimes upakarati Hashem will give us punishment b'shevet with a stick pshoim because of the averus we did. Uvanegoyim sometimes will get back plagues avona because of our averus. So for certain averus, it's not enough just to do tshuva, but you have to get Yisurim. Avomi sheyesh chil Hashem b'yodoy. Anybody that causes chil Hashem, and Rashi says chil Hashem means choite o machti acherim. You do an avera and you cause other people to learn from you also to do averus. That's called the chil Hashem. Then the klal is ein loy koyach b'tshuva litlois. Tshuva by itself can't even make it hang. For loy b'yom a kippur lechaper, yom kippur also can't be mechaper. For loy b'yisurim lamarik, and yisurim can't clean you off. Elo kulon tolin. Now all three of them together just makes it hang. Maybe you won't get the punishment so bad yet. Even if you have tshuva, and even if you have Yom Kippur, and even if you have Yisurim, still, you need umisa mamarekis. You have to come out to Misa. When you get killed, b'shas Misa, then if you're doing tshuva, then you'll have a kapara for chil Hashem. Shenema, because the Pasuk says in Yishayo, v'niglo b'yozne Hashem tzvokos, im yichu paru oven azeh lochem atamusin. Now Hashem is wondering if you'll have a kapara until you die. Mashma, there are certain averis you don't get a kapara until you die. So these are called the four different chalukah kapara. There are chalukah kapara for certain averis, and Yisra say, you do tshuva, you have the kapara right away. You're over a lav, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. You're over a lav that has chorus, you have to come on to Yisurim. You have to get punishment. If you're over the Yisra, chil Hashem, then you have to come on to Misa. So you see, according to Pashtu, tshuva does not help for everything. You have to come on to other things to be mechapa, to forgive you. So the question they ask here is, first of all, the Rambam says a lashon that tshuva is mechaperos halakol. Rambam says, if you do tshuva, it helps you for anything. And also, it's a little kasha, we know the Mesiyos Hasharim explains, how does tshuva work? Really, l'chur, there's a midas hadin that says, if you did an avera, you have to get punished. That's the midas hadin. So how come there's a midas of tshuva, l'chur, that's a theory that's going against the midas hadin? How could you not get punishment if you did the avera? What's pshat mitzvah's tshuva? So the Mesiyos Hasharim explains that tshuva is the same way like a chacham is matar a nedir. If you make a nedir and you have charot, you feel bad, you made a nedir, you go to the chacham, he's oikah the nedir l'mafroya. He takes away the promise as if you never made it. So here also, tshuva is a koyach, that the fact that you feel bad in your mind, that you did the averon, Hashem accepts the charot, the feeling bad, as if you took away the maisa, as if you didn't do the averon altogether. So that's why you don't get a punishment. Therefore, it's not called a stira to midas adin. Midas adin is that if you did an aver and you still have the aver, you have to get punished. But here, the mitzvah tshuva has the power to like uproot. You're taking away the mice you did, since you're uprooting the thought in your mind that you feel bad you did it. The uprooting of the thought is considered as if you uprooted the mice. So you don't have the mice aver at all. That's the way tshuva works. So according to Mr. Shalom, also it's a bit shredding. If tshuva has the power to uproot the mice you did, so why doesn't it help for all the averus, even for chil Hashem, even for chayav karis? If you do tshuva, it should uproot the mice as if you didn't do the mice anymore. Well, so part you have to say is that's the gzeras hakosav. The Torah says no. When tshuva works, it works that it uproots the mice you did, the bad action. But there are times that tshuva does not work. Like here, by chayav krisis, it doesn't work by itself. It can't uproot it. Another kasha they ask is, we know in davening, we daven sometimes, we say, vidui, avoloya yideichat yisurim, v'choloim roim. We daven to Hashem, forgive us, that we should not get yisurim, not get bad sicknesses. So the question is, how can we daven to Hashem that way? Here it says, by chai b'krisis, there are certain averis that we don't have the kaporo until we get yisurim. So how can we daven to Hashem, avoloya yidei yisurim, we should not get yisurim? The chura, sometimes we have to get yisurim. So one way to answer all this is, that real, the Mir explains here and says like this. He learns that really, really, tshuva is mechaper on everything. Even on chai b'krisis and on achil Hashem, if you would do tshuva shalema, if you really, really feel bad, and you really make up, you're not going to do the aver anymore, you can have complete forgiveness with tshuva alone. Why does the Gemara say for certain things you need yisurim, and you need Yom Kippur, and you need Misa? That's the pshat, because most probably a person doesn't do tshuva shalema. When you do such a hard aver, it's very hard to do tshuva, to really uproot it from yourself. So you need other things to help you do tshuva. The most you need Yom Kippur. The service of Yom Kippur makes you do tshuva. Sometimes you need Yisurim, but the fact that you get pains, that also makes you do tshuva. And the chet of chil Hashem, you have to do so much tshuva, that like this is very hard to do it, unless you have Misa. B'shas Misa, then you do tshuva. But the pshat from all these things is, these are only things that are waking you up to make you do the tshuva.
But really, what's the machapa? What forgives you all the time? It's only the tshuva. See, if it could be good, the Rambam. The Rambam like Paskin is that tshuva is mechapra lakoil. If a person's a tzaddik gomer and he really does tshuva shlema, it could be he'll forgive him on everything. Even though the Gemara says here, sometimes we need misa, we need yisurim, that's only because by normal people it's very hard to do tshuva. You need these things to help you do tshuva. But if you would do tshuva, enechnami, tshuva itself would be good. That's why it's good why we daven also. We also daven that Hashem should forgive us, that we should not have to come on to Yisurim Royim. Because if you do Tshuva Shlema, you won't have to have, or you won't have to have these Yisurim. Nakhli B'Shan Mesil Hashem also then. According to this, Mesil Hashem works all over. In every case, whenever you really have Tshuva Shlema, it's Oika the Mites as if you never did it. And then you won't have to have Yisurim or Mitzah. It's only because but normal people, it's very hard to do the tshuva unless you have these things helping you to do the tshuva. Right. So the Marehechi Dami Chil Hashem. What's called a Chil Hashem? Rav says, "Going on, no, a person like me, like Rav, or God Lador, ishakil nebisro mitavch, if I go into the butcher store to buy meat, v'lo yehivno d'meili out, and I don't pay for it right away. If I don't give the money right now, I give it on credit, that's called a Chil Hashem." So Rashi explained already, Chil Hashem means that people learn from you to do bad. So here, like Musum Siyam Rabbi, Abai says, L'ashona, this is only said, El Masrid Loi Tiboi, that an Asra, that the butcher, the man himself, the owner, doesn't go around collecting the money. In other words, most people, when you buy the meat, you pay right away. He doesn't have a book to write down all the payment, what the people owe him, the credits, but you're supposed to pay yourself. So in such a city, if you don't pay right away, people are going to learn from you, like, not to pay. They'll think, Rav went to the butcher store, now he bought the meat, he didn't pay for it. He said, put it in credit, I'll pay it tomorrow. People don't know that. People see now you're going in without paying, they'll come to learn from you to steal. They'll learn you could buy meat without paying. So that's called the Chil Hashem. You're causing people to learn not to pay. Avo b'yas with the tiboy, but in the case where the butcher man has a book, he has all the debts, everything, what people buy in credit, all the credits are written down, then less lambo, then you're allowed to. Because people know, it's a mini that city. You don't pay for it right now, you put it down on credit. Then people won't learn to steal. Omer Ravina, O Master Machsia, Yasu the Tiboyu. My city where I live, in Machsia, Yishino, that's a place that the butcher store do go around collecting the credits, therefore you're allowed to buy on credit. Abaya, Kiddishoko, Biswa, Mitre Shutfi. When Abaya went to buy meat from a butcher store that two people owned it, there were two partners there, is Yoyiv Zuzilahai Vizuzilahai. He made sure to pay both of them, at least to give both of them a little bit of money. For Hodza Mekarav Lul Gabi Adodi, then we'll bring the two butchers together. For Yovut Chushbinon, then we'll make a cheshbon, exact amount, how much I pay you, how much meat I'm taking. In other words, he didn't want to go to one partner without the other one, because he was afraid maybe the other one would think again he's stealing. Like he'll see, he just went to one partner, not to me, he'll be choshed, you're not paying altogether. So Abaye was always afraid people shouldn't learn from him, not to steal. He always went to both partners together. At least he paid him a little bit, like a dollar. So you should know, and then later you should know that I'm buying more, and I'll make the cheshbin, then he won't think you're stealing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, somebody like me, a god lador, that I'm walking 4 amos in the street, if I walk 4 amos without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin, that's the Chil Hashem. In other words, people will say, hey, look at Rabbi Yechanim, he's not learning, I don't have to learn either. Rashi speaks out, they don't know that Rabbi Yechanim got finished learning 20 hours straight already, and now he's taking it easy. That people will know. People will just look at him and see the way he's not learning, they'll think, I also don't have to learn. So that's called the Chil Hashem. Or else they'll see him walking in the street without wearing tefillin, even though he'll have a reason why he's not wearing it, they won't look at that. They'll just say, look at the God Lador Rabbi Yechanim, he's not wearing tefillin, I don't have to wear tefillin either. So if people come to learn from you, that's also called the Chil Hashem. Yitzchok, the very Rabbi Yana Yomar, Kol Shechaveroi Misbayishim Machmesh Moisev. If anybody like is embarrassed from what they say about you, you have such a bad name, that's called the Chil Hashem. Hainu Chil Hashem. That person calls the Chil Hashem, the fact that people speak bad about him, gave himself a bad name. In Omer of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, again, in the case, the Ko'amri, people say, Ko'amri Yinshi, people say, Shorole Morit, like a Kodesh Baruch Shadar Rachmonis in this person. In other words, this person has such a bad name, so people are going around saying that Halabai Hashem should forgive him. That's called the Chil Hashem. And Abayi Ram Rabbi says, Ketanya, like we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'yohav to Eis Hashem Lokech, you should love Hashem. What does it mean you should love Hashem? She Heishem Shemayim Misohav Al Yodecho. That because of you, people should come to love Hashem.
That's this mitzvah. You have to cause other people to love Hashem. How do you do that? Sheyehei koira, you should read, learn chumash, pishoina, learn gemara, umeshamish tamid chachamin, and be meshamish, work by tamid chachamin. Sheyehei maso, matona, benachas, and abrius. And when you do business with people, do it very nicely and calmly. Maha abrius ameras, what do people say about you? Maha ameras alov, that ashrei ovim shalom de Torah. Like, thankful is the father that taught his son Torah. Ashrei rabbi shalom de Torah. Holy is, worthy is the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oy lehem labriyah shalom de Torah. Oy vet the people that don't learn Torah. Ploini shalom de Torah. This person that learned Torah. Rol kama noyim derochav. Look how nice his ways are. Kama musukonim isav. How sweet his actions are. All of our kosovim on this post, on this person, the post says, v'yoyim li avdei ato Yisrael asher b'choy espor. The Kosh Baruch says, because of you, I'm proud. The Kosh Baruch is proud of such Jews. That's good. Avo mi shakur is somebody that learns chumash. V'shoyim that learns mishnayis. Some say that means Gemara. You learn with Tam Nechom. Yes, then we all go to yeshiva. You don't act trustfully with people. You don't talk nice with people. Is Mabrius a Marisolov? What do people say about you? Such a person that learns Torah. Oyler li ovish lom the Torah. Oyver to his father the Torah Torah. Oyler la rabish lom the Torah. Ploni shalom at Torah rule kalam kolam isav. Look at this person. He learns Torah and still he acts so bad. But kalam mukhorim drachav. How not nice his ways are. The all of a kasevayim. And this the pasuk says. B'yoyim alhem am Hashem elo meyartso yotzu. That they should go out of my land. No, the Hashem doesn't like them. That's called the chil Hashem. You're causing the Hashem's name to be mechul. So, Koponim, the more choshev you are, the more Torah you learn, the more careful you have to be in your maisim, that people shouldn't come to hate the Torah. Just the opposite. You have to make a kiddush Hashem. You have to make it that people will love Hashem. So, the more nice you act, the more people see, look how nice he acts because he learned Torah. That's the way you make the posik, but you have to hate Hashem ukechem. You're going to cause people to love Hashem. Omer Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina. Truth is so great that it brings a cure to the world. It brings a refuah. People get healed. Shinem the Apostle says, Erepa, Misha Voisom, Oyavam, Nidova. The Kosh Baruch will heal them up. If you do tshuva, you'll be healed. And Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina Rami, he has to vestira. Siv, one Apostle says, Shuvu vonim shebevim. If you do tshuva, Mashma Hashem forgives you. Like as soon as you do tshuva, it's as if Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted it. He was oikev the chet before, and it's called like you're okay. As if shevivim means from before mikoro. In other words, like we said from the Mesil Sisharim, tshuva takes away the ma'is taver as if he never did it. It's cleaned up from before. Uksiv, another, the end of the pasuk says though, erpo mishavaseichem, I'll heal you from your forgiving coming back. And when healed up, is the pshat is that you were sick up until now, and now we're healing you. It's mashmoni mikan labor. From now on, you're going to be cleaned. But mashmoni, before that, it's considered like you have a chet there. Rola kasha. Kan meyava, kan meyira. If you do tshuva meyava, then it's like you oike the chet lamafrei as if you never did it. But if you only do tshuva meyira, you're afraid of the punishment, you're afraid of Hashem, that's still a good thing. But a kopon, then you only have your tshuva from now on, but it's still considered like the avera was there from before. We have Yehuda Ram, he has to steal like this. Ksiv, one posik says, Shuvu bonim shevavim. Erepa mishuvah seichim. Do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, will heal you. But it calls bonim, shuvu bonim. You call the ben, a son. That's a nice name. Ksiv, another posik says, Anoichi be'alti bochem, v'lakachti yeschem, echad mir v'shnayim v'mishpocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi be'alti means I'm the bailim, I'm like the master over you. In other words, by doing tshuva, you're like my slave and I'm the master. So one pasuk mashma were called slaves, avodim, and one pasuk mashma were called bonim. And the moral akasha, kan meyavo meyira. If you do tshuva meyavo, or else even meyira, we're called bonim. We're called nice, Hashem loves us. A bigger madrega. Kan ayde yisurim. But if you only do tshuva after you got a lot of pain, you were sick and yisurim happened to you, then you do tshuva, it's still a good thing, but then you only called like an eved still. That's the pasuk, lechi ba'alti b'chem. I'm the bite of my own, you like. Omer Rabbi Levi. If you do real tshuva, Kamam is bringing you so close to Hashem until the kisya covered. A person shouldn't feel, I did averus, I can't be close to Hashem anymore. No. If you do tshuva, you could become very, very close. Mamash ad kisya covered. Shenem and Apostle says, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. Mamash ad Hashem lekecha. Until Hashem, mamash until Hashem, you could come. So that's how great tshuva is. And Amr Rabbi Yechanan.
If you do tshuva, it's such a great thing that Hashem accepts it, even though it's like Hashem is overlapped. It's like a moshel, as I hear. Shinyam, the Pasuk says, Leymar hen yishlach ishas ishlach. Hashem is saying, listen, if somebody gives a get to his wife, for holucha me'itoi v'hoysel yishachar, and the wife goes and gets married to somebody else, and she lives with the next second person, is hayisha v'le'oid, could she be returned to the first husband? That's a lav v'machsa g'rishosoi. Even if you're not a yikoin, if you're regularly Yisrael, halacha is, if you give your wife a get, so if she didn't get married to anybody else, you're allowed to marry her back. But once she gets married to somebody else, then there's a law of machzeg rishosoi, you can't marry her back anymore. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a madrega that first Hashem was married to Klal Yisrael. Then when Klal Yisrael did the chatoim of the egel, did the chatoim of Avodah Zarah, it's like they got married to somebody else. And still, when they did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted them back. So really, Hashem is not allowed to accept them back. That's like be machzeg rishosoi. So we say, no, since you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooked this lav of Masa Gurushosai, and he still took us back. Yeah. Haloi chonef tichonef orati, v'at zonis royim rabin, v'shuv ala num Hashem, like, and you want to come back to me? Like, really, I shouldn't do it. But still, I'll pass the koich tshuva. Because you did real tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept you back, even though it looks like he's being over this lav of taking back his wife that got married to somebody else. Omer Reb Yonison, Gedoyle Tshuva, Tshuva so great, Shemakareves es Hagula. It brings the Gula, it makes the Mashiach come faster. Shenema the Apostle says, Uvola Tzion Goyel. The Gula will come to Tzion, to Yishlayim, Uleshove Fesher B'Yakov, when the Klai Yisrael is doing Tshuva. There's my time, Uvola Tzion Goyel. Why will we be Zoycha that the Goyel, the Gula, will come to Tzion? Mishum Deshove Fesher B'Yakov, because the Yid not doing Tshuva. So by doing tshuva, that's mechaper, that makes the gula come faster. Omer Resh Lakish, Gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is great, shez doinois nasis lakish gogois. Now that at the beginning you did the avera bezodin, you did it willingly, benezit. When you do tshuva, then Hashem looks as if you only did it b'shegig. It's like you didn't mean to do it. But it's not such a big madrig, we'll soon see what this is. There's still a chet of shegig, but I call upon him, you have a kaporet, you didn't do benezit anymore, it's only k'shegig. Shinam and Apostle says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lokecha, Ki Koshalta Bavanecha. Do Shuva, Ki Koshalta, Koshalta is like a Michshel, like you did something B'Shegig, Bavanecha with your Averis. The Kashri is Ha'oven Mezeru. B'Avanecha, Oven, the Averis means you did something willingly. The Kokori Lei Michshel, the Apostle says, Koshalta, that's a Michshel, that's like Mashma Shegig, you didn't mean to do it. So the Teret says that if you do Shuva, then a Kodesh Buluk, as if at your Averis, as if you only did them B'Shegig. You didn't do them b'mezid anymore. It helps to say the averus are only like b'shoigig now. But that's all. For the Gemara Eini, it's not like that. V'yomer Reshlok, Reshlokah said even greater. That gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is great, shez doinois nasas like yischuyos. Ramesh Achidish. That if you did averu matchila b'zodin, b'mezid, you wanted to do it, you knew what you were doing. And later you do tshuva, you have charota, and you have aziva sachet, and you have vidui, you should know mamish makes it nasas like yischuyos. That the aver you did before is mamish like a schus. It turns into come out like a mitzvah now. It's mamish comes like a schus. Let's just see the pasuk. Shenema the pasuk says, "Over shuv rosho mirashosai v'asa mishpat utzdok aleim." And who yichya? So when a person does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes out of this tshuva mishpat utzdoka, and who yichya? He'll even live from it. So according to this, the kasha, you see, by doing tshuva, you mamish making the chatoyim not only like you did it kishoygeg, but just the opposite. The mamish comes mishpat tzedakah, because mamish is, it's a schus for you right now. So it's a stira to tzukim. So Mar says, like kasha, there's no kasha. Kan meyava, kan meyira. If you do tshuva really meyava the way you're supposed to meyava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it mamish as if it becomes a schus. Mamish the avera became into like a mitzvah. And kan meyira.